Food, Reg, what do you remember about your, did anything change in the way you,
No.
what food you ate,
No,
or?
no. Well, mostly in the country. I mean, we're better off than people in London because we own our own stuff. I mean, we had a big garden and we had two big allotments, so we grow all the taters that Dad dug and lasted rain till the next time.
Yeah.
We've grown all that, everybody. No, we didn't go hungry.
No.
No.
The
I
thing
think
is,
if you had the same food today as we had then, the same amount, there wouldn't be these people fat. And I mean, I never went hungry, you know. But I said, like being working in the woods and in the forest and on the land, you got extra rations, like cheese extra ration.
because it was physical work.
Yeah. And that, and of course, we owned our own pigs. We had two pigs. One you had kept yourself, and when the other one went to the government. If you'd only had the one pig, you would only have half a pig. And the other half went to the government.
So you had to declare
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
what you'd got.
Yeah. And of course, we ate our own chicken, so,
Yes.
you know, and that.
Did you have to declare the
No.
chickens? No.
Well, if you lived next door to us and you wanted eggs, we had to have your coupons. That's the only thing we used to take.
Oh,
That was to allow us to get the food for the chickens, you know.
So the other food that was rationed, what else was actually rationed that you couldn't grow or couldn't provide for yourselves?
Sugar, butter, but a lot of things like that. There's different things you couldn't make, but they got around. I mean, you see porridge now, you know, the porridge. Well, if you make that right, you can make a cake of that. And you take that in a little meat dish, and you make that into a cake. And you used to take that to work with you, and that's all you had. But that was enough in that plate of cornflakes, plate, you know, all made. And that, you used to get the stuff Mum used to make. It's surprising what, if you're forced to do it, you can do it. You can do anything. You know, I mean, as I say, I never went hungry.
No.
And I don't think many other people in the village,
No.
because they worked round each other.
Yeah.
If you didn't have that, they had something you swapped.
Yeah.
If you had too many cabbages, well, you let somebody else have them.
yeah
You never wasted anything.
yeah
There was no waste. I mean, if you had a bone from a mate, you didn't throw that bone away. There was a saucepan on the back of the kitchen range, and everything what was left went in there.
Yes.
The bone and all. And the old mum made was dumplings, put some carrots and that in. That was the main meal. So you didn't go hungry at all.
But the meat ration
Well, the
was
meat ration was
quite,
tight, but there again, didn't worry us because we're good poachers.
Yes.
We used to go out and get the rabbits,
Yeah.
and we had a occasionally we used to have deer.
So it was normal for you in your family to know how to get the rabbit, skin it, clean it, etc. You knew how to do all those things.
I can skin a rabbit, I can pick chicken, and clean them. That, oh yeah, we all had ferrets, so we used to go out with a ferret in your pocket.
And what you're describing, was that fairly normal in your village for
Oh yeah.
most people?
Oh yeah, well,
Most.
there was people were supposed to bought the rights to the rabbits, but of course they did. But then us, we used to call ourselves poachers, you know. So, you know, we'd go out and wanted a rabbit, we'd go and get one. But most of the time, we didn't have to go because they used to come in the garden, in the allotment. And when they come through the fence, they went into a trap. So we, anyway, you know, no, we didn't go hungry.